making pretty good time, huh?
Is that really what you want to talk about, Leonard?
No.
What do you want to talk about?
Please don't tell anyone I spent the night with Raj's sister.
There it is. What if someone asks?
No one's going to ask if I spent the night with Raj's sister.
Perhaps. But they might ask me something else.
Like what?
Like, has Leonard betrayed any of his friends recently?
Priya and I are both adults. Didn't betray Raj.
In fact, you did, but I was referring to Howard.
What are you talking about?
April 12th, 2005, Bob's big boy to Luca Lake. Raj had just introduced us to Priya for the first time, and she was enjoying the sweet taste of Hindu rebellion in the form of a Bob's super big boy hamburger. In order to preserve your friendship, you and Howard made a pinky swear that neither of you would attempt to woo her. I had a patty melt.
Okay, fine, I betrayed Howard.
And Raj.
All right, and Raj.
And me.
You?
Violation of the roommate agreement's overnight guest notification clause.
Okay, fine. I'm a horrible human being. I'm the Darth Vader of Pasadena.
You're far too short to be Darth Vader. At best, you might be a turncoat Ewok.
My point is, Priya's gone, and it would be much better if no one else found out about us.
You mean you want me to keep a secret?
Yes.
You know I can't keep a secret.
You can if you try. Think about it this way. If I were Batman and you were Alfred, you'd keep that secret, right?
Why do you get to be Batman?
Because Batman has the secret.
But Alfred has secrets, too.
Like what?
Alfred knows that Barbara Gordon is Batgirl, which I've now just told to Batman. See, I cannot keep a secret. Ta-da!
What?
Ta-da. It's short for da-da-da-da.
Kind of busy here, Sheldon.
I know, that's why I shortened it.
What do you want?
I came to go over your alibi for last night.
What alibi?
You've asked me to lie on your behalf, and as you know, I'm deeply uncomfortable with impromptu dishonesty. So, I've provided you with an ironclad alibi. You couldn't have spent last night with Priya because you were with another woman.
Oh, I'm so sure I'm gonna regret this, but who was I with?
The fun-loving and morally loose Miss Maggie McGarry. You met her at Pasadena's most popular Irish watering hole, Lucky Baldwin's, where Maggie spends her nights tending bar with a head full of curls and a heart full of dreams.
Leonard, call me if you're interested in coitus. Sincerely, Maggie McGarry.
And if anyone were to actually call that number, they will hear this.
Top of the morning to you. You've reached Maggie McGarry. Leave a message after the wee, little beep.
It's pretty convincing, huh? That wasn't even a real person. And here is the clincher, a lock of Maggie's flaming auburn hair.
Where'd you get that?
From an orangutan in the primate lab.
An orangutan?
Well, no one's going to run a DNA test on it, Leonard, honestly. You overthink everything.
Sheldon, I don't need an alibi. Nobody's going to ask about last night as long as you just zip your lip. Thank you. Now, don't worry. Everything's going to be fine.
Leonard, will you please tell Howard my sister's never been attracted to him?
Come on, Raj. How am I supposed to know who she's attracted to, or was attracted to, or who she might be attracted to in the future?
And I have nothing to contribute to this conversation. Because I, too, know absolutely nothing about Priya's preferences in male companionship. And with that, I will re-zip my lips.
Hey, so what did you guys think of the new episode of Capricorn last night?
I didn't see it.
Didn't see it? What were you doing?
I was out.
What, on Capricorn night?
Yeah, I,
Went for a drink.
Really? You? Where'd you go?
To, Lucky Baldwin's.
I've heard of that place. Isn't that Pasadena's favorite Irish watering hole?
Yes.
Did you meet anyone interesting there? Perhaps a promiscuous red-headed barmaid?
As a matter of fact, I can't do it.
You're sure you can. No. You're doing fine. It's very believable.
I'm sorry, Raj, but the truth is I was with Priya last night.
Don't listen to him. He's still lightheaded from all the Irish whiskey and pickled eggs in his system.
What were you doing with Priya?
I believe they engaged in coitus, but more importantly, if Leonard had not abandoned his story, would you have found it plausible?
You slept with my sister?
Yeah.
How could you? We had a pact. Excuse me, I think how could you? She's my sister. Takes precedence over a 5-year-old pinky swear.
May I point out, in a parallel universe, your friends are saying, Maggie McGarry, she sounds lovely.
I admit it. I may have crossed a line here, but come on, Raj. Your sister is a grown woman. And to her, I'm a forbidden piece of white chocolate.
I don't believe it. This is a terrible betrayal of my trust.
Would it help if I told you that I offered her my heart and she kind of stomped on it?
How hard did she stomp?
Very hard.
Okay, I'm good.
Okay, well, Raj, I just want to say that I never betray your trust. Unlike Leonard, I respect you.
Really? Was it out of respect that you didn't tell Raj about the time he dropped his iPhone in a urinal?
Dude, I put that thing on my face!
I think a more amusing violation of Raj's trust is when Howard convinced him that foreigners give presents to Americans on Thanksgiving.
Hey, I didn't see you giving back your Snoopy snow cone maker.
But that was all a lie. This year's gifts are already wrapped.
Yeah, and as long as we're talking about betraying our friends, how about the month Sheldon spent grinding up insects and mixing them into Leonard's food?
Well, excuse me. That was not a betrayal. That was an experiment to determine at what concentration food starts tasting mothy.
You put moths in my food?
For science.
I can't believe you kissed my sister with moth mouth.
What? I can't believe you used Sheldon's toothbrush.
You used my toothbrush?
Not the brush part, just a little rubber thing to pick food from my teeth and massage my gums.
Okay, I think it's safe to say that we've all done some things we're not particularly proud of. But come on, we're friends. Friends overlook each other's minor lapses. For the record, Howard, I'm sorry that I broke our pact.
Thank you. I'm sorry about your phone and Thanksgiving. And while we're at it, you don't have to wash our clothes on the 4th of July.
As long as we're apologizing, Sheldon, I'm sorry I used your toothbrush.
And I'm sorry. But that behavior is beyond the pale and cannot be tolerated. We are no longer friends.
I got you a talking Thomas the Tank Engine for Thanksgiving.
With real puffing smoke?
Yes.
All right. But I'm watching you.
You got Snoopy out. Can I have a snow cone?
Well, sure.
This is pretty good. What flavor is this?
Guess.
Papaya?
No.
Guava?
You're so close.
Why give up?
Mango caterpillar. What are you doing? You said you liked it.